有多少人觉得自己是得胜者的？有没有？
Does anyone here feel like a winner?
你可以在主耶稣基督里面成为一个得胜者。
In Christ, you can become a victorious overcomer.
好，今天我们一个特别的聚会啊，英文部、中文部一起联合聚会。
Today we have a special kind of worship. The English congregation is here with us as well.
好，中文的话应该很容易，因为我们过去一直都在读加拉太书。
You know, for the Chinese congregation, we've been going through the book of Galatians.
但是英文部的特别重要，是结尾的时候才出现。
And it's really special because at the very end of Galatians, the English congregation is able to be with us.
Yeah, 在过去去年六月开始，我们使用了将近20个主日来谈论这个自由释放的系列。
So starting last June, we spent about 20 Sundays discussing a series we called Release into Freedom.
在这个系列里面，我们几乎是一节一节的在探讨这种加拉太书。
In this series, we pretty much went verse by verse throughout the whole book of Galatians.
在这个开始这个系列的时候，我曾经问各位：你想在你的生活当中有更多的喜乐吗
？Remember when I started this series, I asked you guys, would you like to have more joy in your life?
你想恢复在那些你生活当中，在你的信心当中流失掉的喜乐吗
？Would you like to regain the joy that you once had?
我当时甚至说，也许你甚至不知道什么是喜乐了。
I even said maybe some of you don't even remember what it's be like to be joyful anymore.
所以我要给各位一个真实存在、充满喜乐的那个视频。
So I want to show you guys a video of a very joyful person.
然后给各位看到这一个坐过山车的老奶奶的视频。
I want to show you guys this video of this grandmother who's riding a roller coaster.
有多少人记得这句视频
？Do you guys remember this video?
没有很多，不过英文部没有看到，所以我们再看一次好了。
So those of you that haven't seen it, let's watch it for a minute.
没有声音，没有动作，奇怪了。有多少人希望把这老奶奶带回家的？有没有
？Who wants to bring this grandmother home?
你不觉得那个是很喜乐吗
？Don't you guys think this is a kind of joy?
甚至我们看这个视频，我们就心中就充满喜乐，是不是
？In fact, just by watching the video, some of us were filled with joy.
有没有很棒
？Isn't it cool?
来，请你容许我说，你也可以如此。
Please allow me to say this. You really can have this kind of joy too.
专注十架是我们今天结束自由释放这个系列的讲题。
Today we're going to be finishing the book of Galatians with the topic called cross-centered life.
你知道吗？在我准备这个信息的时候，我越读加拉太书，我越喜欢这卷书。
When I was preparing for this message, the more I read Galatians, the more I actually liked the book.
因为在这个书中，我们可以看到今天我们基督徒所挣扎的一些东西，也是当时他们同样的挣扎。
Because in this book, the same issues that we Christians nowadays face are the same issues that the people in the book also faced.
所以书中所提醒的真的可以成为我们今天的帮助。
So the reminder for the, in the book can also become a source of help for us.
我来复习一下，在这一卷书里面，保罗一直在强调，这是世界上有两种宗教模式。
So let's review. We talked about in this book of Galatians, Paul keeps bringing up two different religious models.
有庙宇模式，不论是你有实质的庙宇或什么，它可以发生在任何一种宗教上面。
One is called the temple model. Even religions that don't actually have a physical temple can rely on this model.
基本上这个模式就可以概括是我服从，使我被接受。
Basically, this temple model can be summarized by I obey, therefore I am accepted.
我服从了神圣权威所解释的神圣规则，就是神圣的经文所教导我的。
I obey the divine rules given by the divine authority, taught by the divine scriptures.
因为这是一个神圣的地方，所以我行为，所以我要去服从，使我可以被神或者是很多的神所接受。
Because this is a divine act, I need to obey so that God or the number of gods can accept me and take me to the divine place.
所以可以让我到一个神圣的一个西方极乐世界天堂里面去。
So I can go to a place like heaven.
但是我必须遵守这些规则，我才可以被接受。
But only if I obey the rules will I be accepted.
所以我必须要去做，做好来得到神的赞赏。
So I need to try hard, work, and only if I do it right can I go to heaven.
这是一个庙宇模式。
This is called the temple model.
但是保罗在这边提醒的是说，那个不是神要跟我们连接的方式。
But Paul's argument in Galatians is that God actually doesn't want us to relate with him using this model.
因为那种庙宇模式是一种交换的关系。
Because that model is actually a transactional relationship.
会带出一种怪异、虚伪。
That will bring about all kinds of pathologies like judging or hypocritical spirit.
然后甚至带出了一些错误的教导出来。
And even some false teachings.
保罗在这边的论点就是神要以恩典模式跟我们连接起来。
Paul's argument here is that God wants us to relate with us using the model of grace.
这个恩典模式可以概括为我被接受了，所以我服从。
This model basically can be summed up as I am accepted, therefore I obey.
我已经被神接受了。
I'm already accepted.
神无条件的爱我，神无条件的接受我，神派遣他的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上为我偿还了我所有的罪债。
God loves me unconditionally. God loves and accepts me infinitely. And he sent Jesus Christ to the cross to pay for all the debts of my sin.
所以出于这种爱的激励，我去被激励去爱别人。
So out of the gratitude for what he has done, I'm compelled to love others.
我想去紧紧跟随神。
And I want to closely follow God.
我要活出神要我活出的生命来。
I want to live out the life God wants me to live.
这是恩典模式。
This is the model of grace.
所以我们现在来到了这卷书的结尾。
So now we're coming to the end of this book.
加拉太书第六章十一节开始的经文。
In Galatians chapter 6, starting in verse 11.
你知道吗？加拉太书 这段经文是非常重要的经文。
Of course, this last section, it's very important.
每个人都说你每次都这样讲。
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah. 但是这个真的很重要。
But it is very important.
的确了，这卷书这个部分是加拉太书的最后几节经文。
So this is the last section of Galatians.
但是这不像一般书信的结尾，只是一些问候语而已。
But this is not like the other end of the books where he just kind of does salutations.
这非常重要一部分。
It's actually very important.
因为这里有点像在解释基督教义。
Because this actually section is kind of like explaining a type of doctrine.
就有点像在点出我们基督徒属灵生命上面最最重要能力的所在在哪里。
It's kind of emphasizing really the abilities or the power of the Christian spiritual life.
在这些经文当中一开始展现的真的很有意思，非常奇怪。
In the beginning of the passage, it's actually very interesting how it starts.
因为作者是谁？
Who's the author?
保罗 Paul 对哈。
Paul.
保罗就在他把这个系列深具影响力的那个书简加拉太书要做总结的时候，他说了一句话。
So Apostle Paul, at the conclusion of this very influential book, he says,
请看我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大。
Verse 11, see with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand.
你看这个好像不怎么大嘛，哈。如果我们用视觉的方式来说明的话，他的意思是说，你看我写的字是这么大。
If we were to kind of explain this verse, how what he means by it, he would be like screaming, like, "Oh, look at the large letters I write."
这什么意思啊
？What does that mean?
怎么回事啊
？What does it mean?
如果我们去看古代古希腊的手稿的时候。
If you look at the original Greek manuscripts,
人们会发现大多数的手稿字都写得非常小。
You find out that actually the manuscripts were all written with very small letters.
为什么
？Why?
贵。
Because it's so expensive, the paper.
纸很贵。
The paper was very.
当时的是用羊皮纸或是 papyrus 那个纸钞纸，价钱都很高的。
At that time, writing parchment or papyrus paper was pretty expensive.
所以中文有一句话叫“洛阳纸贵”啊。来听过吧哈，哇，我来吧哈。当时帮助人家写的叫做代书。
So actually, the people that were writing the books at the time,
因为专业上的需要，他们通常有一个很小的手。
Because for professional, for the profession, they have very small hand.
然后他们写的很快，会写草书的。
And they would, you know, they'd have a scribe that just writes as the person dictates.
因为这种方式的话，写的更快。
So you know the way they write small letters, they can write it very fast.
然后也省一些纸张。
And then they could use less paper.
但是在这边发现，当保罗说“看看这些大的字母
”，But here you see Paul saying, "See with what large letters I'm writing."
我们可以想象，从字体细小的草书变成是大写的字母。
So we can imagine kind of the font goes from small cursive to large capital letters.
我们可以想象，保罗一边写，然后这个代书一边就写。
So you can imagine, you know, Paul's like talking to the scribe, and the scribe's writing.
然后说着说着说着，
talking,
就在这个时候，
talking,
保罗就抢过那支羽毛笔。
All of a sudden, Paul grabs the quill.
他说：“把这个笔给我，我来自己来写。
”And he says, "Give me this pen. I'll write this myself."
然后就写了大写。
And then he wrote this capital letters.
为什么大字
？Why did it become capital letters?
为什么？因为传统上保罗眼睛有问题。
Traditionally, it's been said that Paul had a problem with his eyes.
他看不清楚。
So he couldn't see very well.
所以他字写得很大。
So he wrote large letters.
但是我们从他的语气角度来看。
But actually, from the kind of tone of the way he writes.
我认为当保罗抢过那支笔来的时候。
I believe when he took the pen.
就好像他表明说，我不在乎这个要多贵。
It was almost like he was saying, I don't care how much this will cost.
我要自己写这一部分。
I want to write this part myself.
各位，如果过去一直在我跟我们一起读这个加拉太书，这整卷加拉太书系列的时候，
if you've been studying this series with us in Galatians,
我相信你可以感受到保罗在整卷书中都有情感的内心的感情世界。
You can probably feel Paul's inner world throughout the whole letter.
他是充满感情的人。
He's, you know, very had a lot of emotions.
他现在就好像一边在踱步，一边在讲，一边说着，一边说着，一边说着。
It's almost like he's pacing around, talking and pacing and talking.
然后他的步调会一直增加，一直增加的。
It's getting increasing, talking, talking, pacing.
他看到，忽然间意识到这封信写完之前，他剩下的就没多少纸张。
And then he finally suddenly realized, oh, there's not that much paper left.
他说啊，算了，算了，算了，算了。
And he says, okay, enough.
给我那支笔。
Give me this pen.
因为我要亲自写下这些重要之道。
Because I need to write this part down myself because it's so important.
这里面是你们加拉太人必须知道的重点。
This is you Galatians, what you Galatians need to know.
而在保罗亲手所写的这段经文当中，
so we see from what Paul writes with his own hands, this section.
我们实际上可以看到有三个我们每一个人都必须问问自己的关键问题。
We can see three important or crucial questions we should ask ourselves.
这在我们生活当中也是一样非常重要的。
And these in our lives are very important questions.
这三个关键问题让你的喜乐保持活力。
These questions will keep your joy alive.
会活化你的信仰。
Will activate your beliefs.
会帮助你保持正轨而不滑回庙宇模式。
Will help you stay on the right track and without sliding back to the temple model.
然后坚持在恩典模式里面。
To be able to stay on the right track in grace.
所以非常重要的。
So it's very important.
第一个问题是什么？
So the first question.
问问自己。
Ask yourself.
什么是我一切动机的核心？
What is my core motivation?
我对我自己的信仰。
What it, you know, behind my faith,
对于我所做的任何事情
behind everything I do,
背后真正的动机是什么
behind all this, what is my real motivation?
我们请注意一下、哦、那些假教师的教导是什么
please remember, the false teachers, what were they teaching?
他说单单相信耶稣其实不够的
They were saying simply believing in Jesus is not enough.
你要回到要义模式你们必须遵照所有的规条
You need to go back to the temple model.
这个规条就是你必须要受割礼
You need to obey the rules, including circumcision.
然后给他们一大堆超过六百多条的清单。
And he had like 600 additional rules to it.
他说这是你们加拉太人必须要做的。
He's saying, this is what you need to do.
但是保罗在这边试图要提醒加拉太人说。
But Paul right here is trying to remind the Galatians.
我知道他们希望你们去做的听起来非常神圣。
He's saying, you know, these rules that they want you to obey, it sounds very sacred, sounds very religious.
因为这完全是关于宗教规条。
Because it, you know, seems like it's according to religion.
但是这是一个陷阱，它会耗损你们的喜乐。
But it's actually a trap, and it will consume your joy.
然后他就对这些人有一个分析。
Then he has kind of an analysis of these people.
他的分析是什么？
What is his analysis?
从第十二节开始。
Starting in verse 12.
他说
He says,
凡希图外貌体面的人
He says, it is those who want to make a good showing.
请注意啊，我们之前讲过，庙宇模式指的是什么？指的是律法主义模式。
Pay attention, before we said that the model temple is what? Is legalism.
律法主义潜在的动机是什么？
What's the motivation under legalism?
行为表现。
It's a performance, your behavior.
让你所行的给别人留下好印象。
To having good behavior to impress others.
你看我做的比 Ken 多好。
See, I look at me doing. I'm so much better than Ken.
然后别人说哦。
Everyone claps and praise.
然后我就
And then I, yeah.
我们要获得别人的印象。
We want to have a good impression.
要获得别人的赞赏。
We want people's praise.
这其实是在很多宗教背后的动机。
This is actually underneath the underlying motivation behind that.
我想要在我所行的事上给别人留下好印象。
I want to make a good impression by what I do.
我想听到他们说：“哦，你真的很棒。”
So that I can hear them say, "Oh, you're really."
所以我们在台湾有一些拜拜。
So then, you know, we just were able to worship.
我给你东西，你要保护我，你要赐福我。
You know, I give you this, God, and you need to.
我修桥补路，我做一个很好的人，人家哇，好棒，好棒。
You know, I do this, and you praise me. I'm a really good person.
但是，请注意保罗接着说什么。
But please look at what Paul says.
第十三节，保罗说。
In verse 13, he says,
他们那些受割礼的，连自己也不守律法。
For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law.
你知道他在说什么吗？
Do you know what he's saying?
他在谈论律法主义里面最深最黑暗的秘密。
He's actually talking about the deepest, darkest secret of legalism.
完全行不通。
That is that it doesn't work.
他没有办法阻止你去嫉妒。
It cannot stop your heart from producing
envy. 无法阻止你贪婪的心态。
Or from producing greed.
无法阻止你肉体的情欲。
Or from producing lust.
无法改变你内心。
It can't really change your heart.
它可能会捆绑你一点点。
It might bind you for a while.
那是过一过你就没有了。
And then after a while,
你就会想把那链子打开掉。
You want to break free from its chains.
我相信我们当中可能就有一些人有过去的经验就是这样子。
There might be some among us who actually have this kind of experience.
有些人进到教会里面，然后离开教会。
So and some people come to church and they actually leave the church.
因为他们意识到根本没用，只是让事情更糟。
And they realize because they realize this isn't working, it's just making things worse.
啊，留在这个系统里面呢，他们内心实际上并没有更加的圣洁。
And those that stay in this model, their hearts don't really become more holy.
相反的，为了在那小团体里面获得其他律法主义者的认可。
And actually, in order to get more affirmation from the other legalists in their group,
他们必须要重新定义所谓的成功。
They have to redefine what it means to be successful.
他们必须重新定义什么叫做过圣洁的生活。
What it means to live a holy life.
当然，就导致了什么
？So what does this lead to?
保罗接着就说
，Paul says here,
他们要你们受割礼，不过是要借着你们的肉体夸口。
They force you to be circumcised in order to boast in your flesh.
换句话说什么
？So what is it saying?
你们的行为表现如何是很重要的。
In other words, your performance is what counts.
你们是不是听到了受割礼，然后去做深深的影响他们的面子
？Because whether or not you obey or am circumcised, it's all about them saving face.
其实哈，这不仅仅是在那个宗教制度下的人。
Actually, this doesn't just happen in religious groups.
我也在这里看到我自己的过去。
I've also seen here.Happening in my own past.
就像他们想要得到加拉太人行为的称赞，我也期待、渴望的，因为他人的行为而得到赞美。
Just as they wanted to be praised for the Galatians' actions, I also wanted to be praised for other people's behavior.
这是我以前刚信主没多久，一个非常强调律法的人所陷入的一个陷阱。
This actually was a trap that I fell into as a new believer.
我曾经非常关注人们参加教会的道德行为。
I actually always was looking, paying attention to people's behavior, their moral behavior.
我会注意你是不是在教会里面是穿拖鞋来的。
You know, I was just coming. I pay attention if you came here with sandals.
我看注意你是不是穿着短裤来教会。
Or if you wore shorts to church.
我看看你是不是吊儿郎当的样子。
If you're kind of not really dressed properly.
我会不会旁边那些基督徒没有好的表现，不乖乖的参加教会，不穿着整齐，没有好表现，是一个好的基督徒，我会感到很尴尬，我会感到很愤怒，我会感到很沮丧。
If some people were not attending church regularly or not dressed properly, maybe not acting like a good Christian, I would get embarrassed, angry, and depressed.
这些事情很让我抓狂。
These things would drive me crazy.
我常常想说，哎，你们教会的长老牧师为什么不做一些事情啊？
And I often wondered, hey, why doesn't your pastor do anything?
我期待什么？
What was I hoping?
我真希望哈，那个牧师长老可以上台，然后传讲普林斯顿神学院里面那个教授所讲的坏狗讲道。
I really was hoping that the pastor would come up to the pulpit and preach something like called the Bad Dog Sermon, described by Princeton Theological Seminary professor Carrie Barnes.
你知道什么叫 坏国讲道吗？
Do you guys know what this bad dog sermon is?
你们基督徒，坏基督徒，坏基督徒，坏基督徒，你们都这样子，这样子，坏狗。
You Christians are bad Christians, bad Christian, poor Christians. You're bad dog Christians.
然后我们听到弟兄姊妹说，哦，对对对对对对。
And then the congregation would hear it, and then they would like have their tail fall.
然后就好像尾巴夹到大腿里面，充满了羞愧。
And then they'd be filled with shame.
那个牧师说，对对，就这样子。
And then the pastor would be like, this, yeah, that's good.
为什么
？Why?
这样的话，下次就可以改好。
That way, maybe next time they can be better.
我希望我们牧师就这样讲。
So what did I hope, you know, our pastor would do?
为什么会这样讲
？Why did I think this way?
因为我也想说，哎，别的教会的弟兄姊妹、基督徒看到我们会说什么
？Because I thought, you know, what would other Christians say if they saw us?
哎呦，其他会堂的传道人说我们南谷基督徒。的基督徒是这样子，会说什么
？I think, oh, if other church leaders or maybe other churches, if they saw us, what would they think?
这让我很尴尬。
And then I feel very embarrassed at this thought.
我讲清楚了吗
？What would I be afraid of?
这是一个陷阱。
But realize that this is a trap.
请注意，保罗说，这就是为什么他们都勉强你们受割礼的原因。
Please note here, this is why Paul says they force you to be circumcised.
第二点，我必须说了，这个现象很普遍的存在一些教会当中。
Actually, I really have to say very plainly, this kind of model is really common among churches.
一些传道人他们拼命的强迫弟兄姊妹们要有好的行为。
I've seen a lot of pastors and elders, they desperately force brothers and sisters to have good behavior.
他们试图迫使人们进入小组。
They force them to go into join small groups.
迫使人们在教会里面当中服事。
Force them to serve in the church.
迫使弟兄姊妹们去支持他们所要的事工。
为什
么
？Why？
因为他们能够吹嘘弟兄姊妹们的配合性。
So they can kind of boast about, oh, you know, our brothers and sisters are so involved.
哎，你们教会最近怎么样啊
？Oh, how's your church lately？
哦，我们教会最近将近有100%的会众进入小组。
Oh, our church is great. We have 100% of our congregation attend small groups.
我们教会有100%的会众参与了教会的事工。
100% is involved in ministries.
我们教会有100%的会友支持我们的宣教计划。
100% supporting our missions.
这好不好
？Is this good？
非常好，请你不要会错意了。这非常棒。
This is all very good。
那么多人参与，对不对
？That many people involved。
那么多人融入，对不对
？That many people attending。
那么多人支持
，That many people giving。
非常棒。
It's really great。
我真希望我们是这样子的。
I hope we can be like this。
问题是
，But the problem is，
不应该是在强迫之下
，It should not be forced。
不应该是在罪恶感的驱动之下
，It should not be driven by guilt。
而是应该在。神的爱里面的激励里面，让你自动自发的活出来的。
But it should be out of God's love, kind of inspiring, compelling you to live out.
其实，这不只是牧师长老的问题而已。
Actually, this is not just a matter of pastors and church leaders.
谈谈牧师长老，现在谈谈弟兄姊妹，我们一起来好不好
？So I'm going to talk about just brothers and sisters.
我看到很多的家长
，I've seen a lot of parents
也面对这种挣扎。
They also face this type of struggle.
我特别是有孩子的时候。有孩子的时候
when they have children,
他们几乎绝望地害怕自己的孩子会走错路。
They're so desperately afraid their kids might go down the wrong path.
有没有人有这种想法的？我真希望，我真怕我的孩子走错路的，有没有
？Do you guys have?
哎呀，然后怎么样
？Your kids go the wrong path.
甚至因为孩子走错路而感到尴尬的。
Or even some maybe have kids they actually have gone down the wrong path, then they feel so embarrassed.
我发现一些家长甚至到一个地步是非常绝望的。
I've realized some people have gone beyond ordinary sorrow to the point of despair.
他们说我的孩子让我脸上无光。
They say, my child made me faceless.
给我羞耻的感觉。
Shamed me.
我要怎么样面对教会的弟兄姐妹们
？How can I face the other brothers and sisters in the church?
我希望我到教会的时候，他们不要问我孩子怎么样。
I hope that they don't ask me how my kid is doing recently.
不要提到孩子的事情。
I hope they don't bring up my kid.
要跟他们谈论这些事很丢脸呢。
It would be so embarrassing to talk to them about this.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有这种心态的话，请你注意听神要跟你讲什么。
If you are like this, please listen to what God wants to tell you.
当你拥有这种忧虑的时候，有这种心态的时候，你会导致什么
？When you embrace this kind of worry, what does it lead to?
会带出什么结果
？What will the result be?
你会试图迫使他们改变。
You will desperately try to force them to change.
你会强迫，你会操纵，你会用内疚来迫使他们改变。
You will use coercion, manipulation, guilt to try to make them change.
请你注意，弟兄姊妹，请你注意，恩典不是说我不要去管我的孩子。
Please know, though, brothers and sisters, grace doesn't mean that I don't discipline my child.
恩典不是意味着我不允许行动带出来的后果。
Grace doesn't mean I don't allow my kids to suffer consequences for their actions.
恩典的意思是我不必害怕别人怎么样看待我对我的孩子。
But grace means I'm not afraid of how other people think of my child.
我不必害怕别人怎么说我接待我的孩子，我负责的孩子。
And I don't have to be afraid of what others think about my responsibility as a parent.
这是非常重要的。
That's very important.
然后保罗做了这个有很有趣的观察。
And then next, Paul makes an interesting observation.
保罗接着说，他们这样做什么原因？唯一的原因。
And Paul goes on and say, the only reason they do all this
是无非怕自己为十字的基督的十字架受迫害。
Only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
各位应该还记得在第五章的时候，保罗谈到了那十字架讨厌的地方。
Do you guys remember back in chapter 5, Paul said the offense of the cross?
记得吗？
Do you guys remember?
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
诶，十字架有什么讨厌的？
What's offensive about the cross?
十字架会不会讨厌？
What's annoying about the cross?
十字架如果讨厌的，为什么姐妹们挂一架十字架在身上？
If it's so offensive, why do sisters wear it on their neck?
我想请问一下，十字架代表什么？
What does the cross mean?
十字架代表什么？
What does the cross mean?
一个简单的。
A simple way of putting it is.
一个简单的意义。
A simple way of putting it.
我救不了自己。
I cannot save myself.
同意吗？
Do you guys agree?
那就是十字架代表意思。
What does the cross mean?
只有耶稣可以救我。
The meaning of the cross is only Jesus can save me.
我的宗教不能救我。
My religion can't save me.
我的聪明不能救我。
My intelligence can't save me.
我的好行为不能救我。
My good works can't save me.
我长得高，长得帅，长得美，长得漂亮，不能够救我。
If I'm pretty or I'm intelligent, I'm talented, it still doesn't save me.
我在对你们这些长得高、漂漂亮的人说的哈。
Talking to all you pretty intelligent talented people.
所以除非我明白耶稣为什么为我而死的意义。
Therefore, unless I understand why Jesus died for me.
否则的话，十字架对我个人的骄傲是非常有冒犯性的。
Otherwise, the cross will always offend my pride.
是令人讨厌的。
And it will become, I will be annoyed by it.
我有没有讲清楚？
Am I make myself clear?
如果你认为你很好。
If you think you're pretty good,
如果你认为很安全
and you're pretty safe,
神不必为你做什么
God doesn't have to do anything for you,
那么十字架对你来说没有意义是非常奇怪的
then the cross won't have any meaning. In fact, it'll be really strange.
就好像今天我家房子着火了
It's just like, you know, if my house was burning on fire,
然后我们孩子在里面
and my kids are in there,
然后有一个 Roger 跑过来啊，我要向你表示我多爱你
And then
Roger
comes and he says, I want to show you how much I love you.
然后就冲进去。
And he goes in there.
然后好不容易把我的孩子抓出来。
And then takes my kids and takes them out.
然后送到门口的时候，孩子平安了。
And then, you know, saves my children and says they're safe.
但是因为他进去了，着了火，就烧死了。
Maybe he got burned.
我也很感激他，同意吗？
I can really thank him.
那是另外一个情况。
But what if?
我房子着火了。
My house is on fire.
我的太太，我的孩子都在我旁边。
My wife and my kids are actually all with me outside safe.
然后 Roger 跑进来，跑过来跟我说。
And then Roger comes and says,
Rupert, 我这就是我爱你的表现。
This is my act of love for you.
他冲进去。
And he runs in.
然后死在里面。
And then he dies inside.
我会说什么？
What will I say?
Stupid.
I'll say stupid. 很笨。
对不对？是不是这样的
？Right, won't be like that.
弟兄姊妹，如果我相信我们的生命只有透过耶稣基督、透过神的干预才能够得救的话，那么我就能够知道十字架的意义对我来说是多么重要。
However, though, if we believe that for us we can't save ourselves, we can only be saved by His intervention, that will make the cross such a great meaning to us.
保罗所强调的是说，我们都快要死了。
Paul, what Paul is getting at is we're all headed for death.
我们都无能为力了。
We can't save ourselves.
我们都迷失了。
We're powerless.
耶稣基督来为我的罪付上了刑罚，并且给了我改变的能力。
So Jesus came to pay the penalty of our sins and give us His transforming power.
也就是说，我无力克服我自己的自我毁灭的行为。
In other words, I'm unable to overcome my self-destructive behavior.
我完全无能为力的。
I can't do anything.
只有把我的生命、我的意志、我对一切的掌控权交给神。
Only by giving my life, my will, and control over to God,
才能够带给我希望。
Then I will have hope.
那么这引出了第二个问题。
So this leads to the second question.
当我谈到我的信仰、我的救恩的时候，
when it comes to my faith or my salvation,
哪里是让我深感安全之处？
Where is my core security?
哪里真正的安全感？我奠基在哪里？
What is my real sense of security founded on?
我是相信我自己有能力做好。
Ultimately, do I believe my own strength is good enough?
还是最终相信只有神的能力可以救我？
Or do I need God to save me?
是我自己的自我意志力，还是神的能力？
Is it about my own willpower, or is it about God's power?
第十四节，保罗说。
Verse 14, Paul says.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上了。
But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
各位看到他在说什么吗
？Do you see what he's saying?
当他说我断不以别的夸口
，When he's saying, "Far be it from me to boast."
意思是什么
？What does it mean?
永远不会这样子。
Forever, it's impossible to do this.
永远永远不可能。
Never, ever, ever could this happen.
在任何的情况之下，除了十字架以外，我绝对永远永远永远不可能以任何东西来夸口，吹嘘任何东西。
Never, ever, in any case, except in the cross, will I boast about anything ever.
他在说什么
？What is he saying?
要什么？请你注意哈，我们过去一直在谈论的。加拉太书里面，保罗在这一卷书里面一直强调只有两种宗教。
Remember that throughout this whole book of Galatians, Paul has been emphasizing that there really are only two religions.
一个是人类成就的宗教，另外一个是上帝成就的宗教。
The first is the religion of human achievement. The second is the religion of divine achievement.
人类成就的宗教所专注的是我做什么来连接神。
The religion of human achievement focuses on what I do to connect with God.
上帝成就的宗教是我神为我做了什么，把我带到他那里，跟他连接。
The religion of divine achievement is entirely about what God did for me to bring me to connect with Him.
值得注意的是，在人类的信、人类成就的信仰里面，人们可以夸耀说：“嘿，你看我多好多棒。”
It's important to note that in the religion of human achievement, someone can boast and say, "Look at me! Look how great I am!"
看看我做什么，
Look what
我要去天堂。
I'm going to go to heaven.
因为我是行为很棒、神圣的人。
Because I'm such a good and divine person.
我遵守所有的规条。
I obey all these rules.
那你看看你没有。
Well, look at you, you don't.
你看到没有？这就带出了各式各样的行为表现的压力。
This creates all kinds of behavioral pressures.
这是强迫我要去表现。
Because I have to like perform.
那如果我做得很好的话，我就有骄傲。
So if I perform well, I will have arrogance.
那就带出了什么？论断虚伪。
And it will bring about judgment and hypocrisy.
然后我们就很容易就戴个面具。
And then I usually will wear a mask.
因为什么
？Why?
我不想让别人看到我不好的地方。
I don't want people to see my flaws.
我会藏起来。
I will hide them.
但是在上帝成就的宗教里面
，But actually in the religion of divine achievement,
我们所能够成就、所做的是什么
？What does God do?
我们可以做什么？神啊，你太棒了。
All we can say is, "Wow, God, you're so awesome."
因为神的恩典。
Because of your grace,
我就是单单的把我自己放在神你的恩典、你的怜悯当中。
I can just put myself in the hands of your mercy.
我不完美
，even though I'm not perfect.
甚至我是一个失败者
，maybe I might be a failure.
但是神你是伟大的
，but God is great.
你要拯救我
，He can save me.
我无法自救
，I cannot save myself.
为什么这很重要
？Now, why is this so important?
因为恩典说
，because grace says,
不完美的人是被允许的。
Imperfect people are still allowed in.
所以我只夸主的十字架，不亏欺，不吹嘘自己。
So I only boast in the cross and not in myself.
我只要彰显神的十字架，我不隐藏我的自己。
I want to magnify the cross. I don't need to hide myself.
你知道基督徒最常见的谎言是什么吗？
Do you guys know what the most common lie among Christians is?
什么是最常见的谎言
？What's the most common lie?
你们都不说谎话，所以不知道。
Maybe you guys don't know.
我告诉你，只有三个字。
I'll tell you, it's three words.
中文三个字，英文三个字。
Chinese is three words. English actually is three words too.
我很好。
I'm very good.
No, I'm fine.
Oh,
三个字而已。
Oh, I am fine. Okay, all right.
Very good 就四个字了。你碰到一个弟兄，碰到一个姐妹，最近怎么样？
You might ask someone, how are you lately?
I'm fine. 我很好。
I am fine.
真的吗？
Are you really that fine?
如果你继续问下去的话
if you keep looking,
其实我一点都不好
Actually, I'm not really that fine.
为什么我们要说我很好
But why do I want to say I am fine?
为什么
Why do we want to say this?
因为我不想让别人知道我不是那么好。
Because I don't want people to know that I'm really not that good.
弟兄姊妹，这是行为导向下的反应。
This is actually a behavior.
我怎么可以让别人知道我不好？是不是
？Why do I want not let people know I'm not good?
特别是我是教会的长老。
Especially if I'm an elder of the church.
是不是？对，你们都不会笑算了。恩典说什么？
So what does grace say?
恩典说不好没有关系。
Grace says it doesn't matter if you're not okay.
说我不好是可以的。
You can be if you're not fine, it's okay.
说我有问题是可以的。
If I have problems, it's okay.
说我陷入泥沼里面没有办法自拔是可以的。
Say I fell into a dilemma, it's hard to solve, it's okay.
说我在这方面失败是可以的。
Say I failed in this area, it's okay.
说我没有完全遵照这些规条是可以的。
Say I didn't fully obey these rules, it's okay.
因为这不是真正的重点。
Because that's not the main focus.
真正的重点是耶稣基督的十字架，神的恩典在你身上。
The real focus is on the cross of Christ and what God is doing in you.
所以当保罗说
So when Paul says,
我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
Far be it from me to boast in anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的意思是什么？
What does he mean?
他说，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们都有问题。
He's saying, brothers and sisters, we all have problems.
我们都有难处。
We all have hardships.
但是耶稣基督超越任何我们的问题，任何我们的难处。
But Jesus is greater than any of our problems, any of our difficulties.
没有任何问题可以难倒耶稣的。
There's no problem too great for Jesus.
阿们。
阿们。
讲了半天没把人这个。阿们。
阿们。
你们，我们这么多人，就声音就那么小。阿们。
阿们。
All right.弟兄姊妹们，这就是保罗所强调的。
This is what Paul's emphasizing.
这就是为什么对基督徒而言，十字架是那么至关重要的原因。
That's why the cross is so important for us as Christians.
因为在十字架上
，Because on the cross,
神的儿子付出了巨大的代价。
The Son of God paid an enormous price.
为了一个理由
，Only for one reason.
为了一个理由，牺牲了自己的生命。
Only for one reason he sacrificed his own life.
只有一个理由。
Only one reason.
那就是要爱你，要帮助你，要恢复我们跟神的关系。
That is to love you, to help you, to reconcile you back to God.
你我所要做的。
All you and I have to do is.
就是接受。
Is accept.
弟兄姊妹们，你永远、永远、永远不会有比这个更大的爱了。
There will never be a single act of love ever, ever greater than this.
保罗说。
So Paul says,
如果那是真的,
if this is true,
这就是我所需要的,
this is what I need.
当他说, 我断不以别的夸口, 只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架,
when he says, I will not boast in anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ,
他是说,
he's saying,
我永远不要在耶稣基督身上再添加任何的东西了。
I will never add anything in addition to Jesus.
请你容许我弟兄姊妹提醒你,
please allow me to remind you guys.
身为基督徒
As Christians,
我们在人的信仰道路上面
On the journey of faith,
我们放置了许多不必要的障碍
We actually place a lot of unnecessary obstacles.
我们很容易让律法主义来辖制我们
And we actually a lot of times let the legalism bind us.
我们太容易听到一些话了
A lot of times, if you might hear this said,
你应该在这个问题上面有个立场，你才是基督徒，你才是基督徒。
If you're a Christian, then you should have this position on this issue.
你必须这样做，你才成为一个基督徒。
You need to do this in order to be a Christian.
你如果这样做，你就根本不是基督徒。
And if you do that, you're really no longer a Christian.
真的吗
？Is that true?
你知道吗
？Do you know?
只有一个真正必要的障碍。
There's only really one necessary obstacle.
那就是十字架。
That's the cross.
要么你接受。
May we accept it?
要么你就不，你否，你不接受。
Or I cannot accept it.
这就是信仰追截的地方。
And this is actually the true fork in the road.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
请你放开你的应该。
Please let go of your shoulds.
你的必须。
Your musts.
你的才行。
Your ought tos.
以及你在耶稣基督救恩上面有。暗示的或公开的加上什么的
and whatever you added to Jesus
什么的什么的
whatever that addition is
弟兄姊妹们不要
please do not add to
你真的可以拥抱耶稣基督已经够了这个态度
就够了 you really can embrace Jesus is enough to live your life
你相信耶稣基督已经够了吗
do you think that Jesus is enough do you believe that Jesus is enough
我的天哪不够好不好请你跟旁边的讲说耶稣基督已经够了
please say the person next to you Jesus is enough
弟 兄姊妹们，请你记住，你真的可以拥抱这种态度去过活。
Brothers and sisters, please know that you actually can embrace this to live your life.
请你容许我提醒你，你的救赎没有任何部分是你自己赚取来的。
Please let me remind you that there's nothing you do or can do to merit your salvation.
你被接受。
You've been accepted.
单单是因为耶稣基督爱你。
Simply because Jesus loves you.
耶稣基督已经够了。
Jesus is enough.
你不需要任何的和在你的生活当中。
You don't need any and or.
你不需要加上耶稣基督和我的行为。
You don't need any Jesus plus something.
耶稣基督和我的表现。
Jesus plus my performance.
不需要。
You don't need that.
耶稣够了。
Jesus is enough.
仅仅耶稣就够了。
Yesterday he was enough.
昨天、今天、直到永远都够了。
Yesterday, today, and forever, he's enough.
阿门。
阿门。
哎，现在多一点啊，不错哈。这就是一切的重点。
That's actually the focus of this.
那么这就带进了保罗在这边最后一个问题。
And this brings us to Paul's last
question. 很重要的。他说：“我必须问自己。”
He also says, "I have to ask myself."
什么是我生活准则的核心
？What is my core rule of life?
请问一下，你知道你生活的准则是什么吗
？Do you guys know what the guidelines of your life should be?
你知道你生活的准则是什么吗
？Do you know what the rule of your life?
非常重要。保罗说什么
？What does Paul say?
保罗说。受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
He says, for neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision.
受割礼不受割礼，这代表了保罗时代的两个宗教体系。
Circumcision or uncircumcision actually represents two different religious systems in Paul's time.
外教宗教外邦的宗教是不受割礼。
Gentile religions are represented by uncircumcision.
受割礼是代表的犹太的宗教。
Circumcision represents
属神的宗教。他所说的宗教不是真正的重点。
But what Paul is saying is religion is not the main point.
事实上，宗教注定要失败。
In fact, religion is doomed to fail.
唯一重要的是，他说。
The only important thing he says.
要紧的是要做个新造的人。
All that matters is a new creation.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当你相信耶稣基督那一刹那。
Once the minute you believe Jesus.
神就在你生命里面弄一个新的生命。
God gives you a new life.
你知不知道你是一个新造的人？
Do you know that you're a new creation?
圣经说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation.
同意吗
？Do you guys agree? Amen.
相信自己是一个新造的人，举一下手。
Do you believe you're a new creation? Please raise your hand.
哦，这个很重要的。各位记不记？各位知不知道我们今年的主题是什么
？Do you guys know today, what our topic is?
Theme.
A theme.
Theme.
This year.
一举一动有新生的样式。弟兄姊妹们，圣经在提醒我们，我们的行事为人要与我们所蒙召的恩相称的。
Brothers and sisters, 再说一下。
Okay, finish. That's okay, fine. 所以，弟兄姊妹，我们要有活出我们新生的样式。
So we're to live out the new our new life.
他说：“凡照此理而行的，愿平安、怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。”
He says, "As for those who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God."
在这边说，凡照此理而行的。
Here it says, "Those who walk by this rule."
这里的这个理字
the word "rule" here
是表明一种原则、一种标准、一种衡量的标准。
It means like a principle or a standard, like a measurable standard.
他是说，当我们依照着恩典的标准而去行的时候，它会影响我们所做的一切。
He's saying that when we follow the standard of grace, it actually affects every single thing we do.
弟兄姊妹们，我们得救不是只有停停在这个表面上而已。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel is for us to be saved. We don't just stay there.
福音不只是基督徒生活的一个基本。
The gospel is not only the basis for the Christian life.
福音是完全的整体。
It's the whole thing.
福音不只是 A B C， 福音是 A 到 Z.
The gospel is not just A B C. It's all, the gospel is A through Z.
福音不但救赎你失落的那一部分。
Not only does the gospel save you, the lost part of your heart,
你的心智、你的灵魂、你的全人都被恩典的福音一点一滴的改变过来、拯救过来。
But your mind and your soul will be changed bit by bit by the gospel.
当然，我必须提醒弟兄姊妹们，这种变化不是微波炉的变化。
Of course, this is not like a microwave.
不是把恩典放到微波炉里面去。
It's not like you put your grace in a microwave.
然后按了按钮。
Press start.
然后 beep 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 boom.
Then beep 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 pop.
那就成功了。
Success.
No.
No, it's not like.
不是。我可以讲说，这有点像慢锅的变化。
I can say it's more like a slow cooker.
你知道是什么？
slow cooker.
你沐浴在神的恩典当中。
When you bathe in the grace of God.
然后神就在慢慢慢的跟你改变。
And God begins to change you.
那么我们所需要注意的是什么？
So you have to what do you have to be aware of?
我们需要注意的我们生活的准则是什么？
You have to be aware of the rule of your
life. 有者记不记得在加拉太书第二章的时候？
Do you guys remember in chapter 2 of Galatians?
当彼得本来跟外邦人一起吃饭，后来看到基督徒来，那个耶路撒冷来了，赶快就躲开了。
Remember that Peter originally he overcame his racial and religious prejudices, but then later on, when the Jews start giving pressure, and he stopped eating with the Christians.
那个时候，保罗就指责彼得。
So at that time, Paul rebukes Peter.
保罗说什么
？What does he say?
保罗说：“当我看到他们所行的。”不符合福音的真理的时候，我就指出他们的不是来。
Paul says, when I saw that what they did was not in line with the gospel, I opposed him to his face.
请你注意哦。
Please note.
保罗没有说彼得，你这个坏狗。
Paul did not say, Peter, you're a bad dog.
彼得，你是坏基督徒。
You're a bad Christian.
你不应该这样子。
You should not be racist.
你不应该种族歧视，你打破了基督教不能歧视的原则。
You should not be racist. You broke the rule of Christians.
但当然他可以这样说。
Of course, he could have said that.
的确是真的。
Because it's true.
但是他在这边说的是什么
？But instead, what did he say?
他说你与福音的真理不合。
He's saying you're not acting in line with the gospel.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
因为恩典的含义，
because,
保罗说的是
，because the meaning of grace, Paul saying,
在基督里面没有社会的区别。
In Christ, there are no social differences.
没有性别的区别。
There's no gender differences.
没有种族的区别。
There's no racial differences.
这是福音的含义。
This is the meaning of the gospel.
所以他说，你所行的与福音的真理不合。
So therefore, what you're doing is incompatible with the truth of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，请你注意，出于福音的是一条真理。
Please note, the gospel is a truth.
一条生活的准则。
It's a guide to life.
一条看得见的现实道路。
A visible path of reality.
当我们照着福音生活的时候
，When I live according to grace.
当我们照着恩典生活的时候，我们生命当中就会有那个平安，有那个怜悯，有那个神的爱流露出来。
When I live according to the gospel, then there's peace and compassion flowing out of my life.
各位可不可以看到这恩典的福音是如何可以改变我们吗
？So can you see how being in line with the gospel changes everything?
这就是为什么哈，在最后一节经文。
That's why in the last verse.
这是我们这个系列的总结哈。
It's basically the summary of our series.
保罗再次使用大写的字母。
Paul using capital letters still.
他说
，He says,
弟兄们，愿我主耶稣基督的什么恩，就是恩典，常在你们心里。
He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，这是加拉太书全部的底线。
This is actually the bottom line of the book of Galatians.
所以你期待得到自由释放的生命吗
？So do you want to live a life of freedom?
盼望你不要一直想的是说我怎么样做能够来得到神的称许。
Hope you don't go about thinking, oh, what do I have to do in order to be accepted?
我要怎么做让弟兄姊妹们来鼓掌
？What do I have to do in order to get praise from everyone?
我盼望我们永远思想的重点是耶稣爱我。
I hope that we can always think the main point is Jesus loves me.
耶稣爱我，我知道。
Jesus loves me, this I know.
这就是整卷加拉太书，甚至整本圣经的一个真正的重点。
This is the focus of the whole book of Galatians and even the whole book of the Bible.
也是我们自由释放的根源。
It's also what releases us into freedom.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
请问
，Let me ask you,
你过的生活是否与恩典的福音相合
？Are you living in line with the gospel of grace?
盼望从今天开始。
I hope that starting from today,
让我们一举一动有新生的样式。
We can be renewed day by day into this new life.
你可以的。
You can have this.
你可以像那个老奶奶。
You can be just like the grandmother.
充满喜乐的过后。
Filled with joy.
因为你就是一个得胜者。
Because you are an overcomer, a winner.
你在主耶稣基督里面就是一个得胜者。
In Christ, you are an overcomer.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我实在是非常非常的感激你，你把加拉太书放在圣经里面。
Father, we're so thankful that you put Galatians in the book of the Bible.
因为我很轻易的可以回到一个以行为表现的宗教里面。
Because we're so easy for us to go back into the temple model.
而忘记了，我只是可以把自己单单的放在你的怜悯、你的恩典下面。
Please remind me us that we can just put our hands under in the gospel of grace.
天父，我真希望我们的教会成为一个以恩典为标志的教会。
We pray that we would be a church that lives out the standard of grace.
一个教会里面充满的许多人知道是被神所爱的。
A church that's filled with people that know that they're loved by God.
知道你常常提醒他们是你是我心爱的孩子，我很喜悦。
We know that you always teach us, you are my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased.
因为知道我们当我们活在这个恩典之下的时候，我们的生活与福音相合的时候。
Because we know that when we're living in line with the gospel and with you,
那爱就会自然涌流出来。
The love will just naturally flow out of us.
我们就会爱别人。
And then we will love others.
我们就会带出别人的影响。
And we will affect others.
而且我们行善，并不是从想要从你那边得到考绩好考绩。
And we actually won't care if our behavior gives us good grades from you.
因为我们知道我们已经被你所爱。
Because we know that we're already loved by you.
我们也被你所接纳。
We've already been accepted by you.
你的爱是满意的。
Your love is enough.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
当我默想十字架的时候，
help us when we think about the cross.
愿我们主耶稣基督的恩惠。